Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, loyal listeners. Welcome to the Althea Moses Show, home of hot health and fitness tips with Olympian Althea Moses. The show is presented by AM Health and Fitness Company. Results with an Olympian's touch. Today we're broadcasting live from our Los Angeles studios. Is there an echo in here? Thank you for listening. My name is Althea Moses, your host. I'm excited to broadcast this live episode in our new time slot, 9 p.m., so please update your calendar and alarms to tune in Thursdays at 9 p.m. Today I have a great show for you. Coming up later in the show, I am teaching about the drugs that can cause you to develop diabetes. So stay tuned to learn more. On my show, I'm committed to serving you by teaching you how to achieve and succeed or win with your health and fitness goals. I'm excited to teach and serve you. Here's a hot health and fitness tip number one. You need commitment, dedication, consistent right actions, and to work hard and smart to reach your health and fitness goals, one step or movement at a time. The material presented on this show is for adults and educational purposes. Always consult with your physician before starting any dietary and exercise program. You are listening to Hot Health and Fitness Tips with Olympian Althea Moses. Here's the quote of the day. Focus on health, not weight. Focus on health, not weight. That is an anonymous quote. Here's the updates and what's next segment. Join me in my LA studio on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. for my Althea Fitness class, a fun fitness experience to help you lose weight and tone and strengthen your body in little time. And remember, your first class is free. So visit AltheaM.com for details and to register today. And my second update, this Saturday, October 3rd, the City of Inglewood Parks Recreation and Library Services present the Althea Moses Fitness Club. Woo-hoo! I am launching it at Edward Vincent Jr. Park, which is formerly Centinela Park, and Inglewood, California. It's a free fun fitness club for adults and school-aged children. Come to be a part of Inglewood's history. Join my fitness friends and me at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on this Saturday, October 3rd, and first Saturdays of the month. Let's walk and work out with me and my fitness friends. All right? I'm an Olympian who cares about your health and well-being. Don't miss it. Now, on the last episode, I taught Three best treatments for type 2 diabetes. Great reviews. Thank you for listening and for your feedback. If you missed it, listen to my on-demand archive episode. And remember to click the follow tab to stay connected. You're listening to Hot Health and Fitness Tips with Olympian Althea Moses. Here's the hot health and fitness topic of the day. Today's topic was inspired by a loyal listener who listened to my 70th episode about diabetes, the treatment of diabetes, the symptoms of the 10 early warning signs of type 2 diabetes. And they learned, after doing their research, that there was a drug in their blood pressure medication that caused a pre-diabetes diagnosis. So, I took it to heart, and I did some research of my own to give you this hot health tip, these hot health tips, because I care about you and your well-being. So, today's topic, drugs that cause the development of type 2 diabetes. I feel the three best treatments for type 2 diabetes are correct dietary intake, increased physical activity, which is HIIT. I believe that HIIT is the correct physical activity, and to lose weight if needed. So, loyal listeners, when you have diabetes or other chronic health conditions, your dietary intake is very important. What you eat and drink can raise or lower your blood pressure, blood sugar level after meal, right? So, I continue to tell you, make healthy food choices, and you will improve your overall health. But what if you don't have type 2 diabetes? You consume a good diet. You get some to regular exercise. You're at a normal body weight. But you are using medications for high blood pressure or cardiovascular conditions. Well, you need to be aware of what's in your medication because research shows there's a list of drugs or therapeutic agents in some of those medications that may affect your glucose tolerance. That's your sugar levels, for your listeners. And those lists of known or suspected drugs, that those lists, it's long. So why become concerned? For those of you consuming medication to reduce cardiovascular and or high blood pressure risk, your medications may have these agents in them that may predispose you to get a prediabetes or diabetes diagnosis. I hope you got that. So you need to make informed, intelligent decision about your blood pressure or cardiovascular medication choices or reject them in order to prevent the development of type 2 diabetes. Here's a list of widely used medications that predisposes to the development of diabetes. Thiazide diuretics, beta blockers, and statins. Let me repeat those three. Thiazide diuretics, beta blockers, statins, and statins. Now, the drugs that are conferring the high risk of diabetes, I found four of them. Steroids, antipsychotic agents, pentamidine, nicotinic acid. Those four drugs confer high risk of diabetes. Here's a hot health tip. A study found that just having high blood pressure more than doubled a person's risk of developing type 2 diabetes. In closing, type 2 diabetes is a serious medical condition that ravages the body from head to toes, and if it's untreated, it can cause suffering and a terrible quality of life. It can also take your life. So do your research. Ask your doctor important questions. Read what's in your medications and the side effects that they can have on your body and your life. So please do your own research. I've done a little bit of research to give you some information, but your best research is your research, loyal listeners. So I'm your health, fitness, and wellness friend, Althea Moses. Get results with an Olympian's touch. Loyal listeners, if you need motivation, help getting started, or want to learn how to lose weight, get stronger, increase or maintain your fitness level, don't hesitate to contact me for a free consultation or choose me to help and train you. I have more than 3 decades of fitness experience. I can motivate and support you and teach you how to prevent injuries and enjoy exercise. I'll design a custom program just for you so you may experience the results you want sooner than you think. So contact me today for your free consultation. And thank you for listening to the Althea Moses Show. This concludes today's topic. If you missed any of my episodes or any part of today's topic, listen to my on-demand archive episode at blogtalkradio.com. Next week, I'll teach best benefits of calories and how to use them for energy. Tune in next Thursday to learn more. That's all the time I have scheduled for today's episode. Again, if you missed any part of this episode or any part of my other episodes, listen to my free on-demand episodes here on blogtalkradio.com, on my website, on my blog at ldm.com. And stay connected by clicking the follow tab on blogtalkradio.com, on my hot website, ldm.com, Twitter, Facebook, Yelp, and my Althea Moses YouTube channel. Remember to click share, subscribe, and like my YouTube videos today. Loyal listeners, thank you for tuning in to the Althea Moses Show. Tune in next Thursday for more hot health and fitness tips. Thank you for listening to Hot Health and Fitness Tips with Olympian Althea Moses.